The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Next on Life Today, Dane and Michelle Miner share how they've learned to live the blessed life, even in the midst of tragedy.
We both feel it. We both know. And you knew how I was feeling. You described exactly how I was feeling before I ever described it to you. And I felt like you could feel it.
I could.
And a few of those conversations, you basically gave me permission to get up and live.
Well, I tell you what, we're thrilled to have you watching Life Today. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty's here. And we've got Robert Morris back with us. We're talking about the blessed life. We're going to talk to a couple that you'd say, well, you know, they've had a really good life. Well, how about they have a lot of what we call nice things, make everybody, they want to live. In the midst of having what we would call, virtually anybody would call it success. Comfort, wonderful blessings, possessions, good life you don't want to live. I mean, I think they were actually trying to figure out how we could get out of here. And this is what happens sometimes to people when they lose a loved one. And Betty and I were told we lost a daughter. Mm-hmm. And we just went through Christmas, 3 days after Christmas, years ago, said goodbye to our miracle baby. I just looked at pictures. Last night, I didn't tell you, I want her. Well, the situation here was where husband, wife, mom, and dad didn't want to live. The man's name is Dane. He's married to Michelle, Dane and Michelle Miner. And they're our guests. And we don't have an audience to applaud, but Robert, I know you're glad that we've got this couple here because you also know when they despair of life. So Dane and Michelle, let me just say to you what I said to you before we walked out here. The glow and glory of God is all over you. Now, y'all are an attractive couple, but you didn't really look so attractive. You talk about heaviness.
Yes.
You talk about a weight. You talk about despair. I mean, you really, am I exaggerating when I say that a successful businessman and a beautiful, successful homemaker and wife did not really want to live? Is that, am I exaggerating?
Not one bit. Not one bit. In the business I'm in, I've done it my whole life. And shortly after we lost our son, Jake, I really questioned whether I could continue to do it or not. And this is something I've done my whole adult life. And I was going to work, but I wasn't able to work. Couldn't think. I was just paralyzed with the thought that we've lost our son at 19 years old. It's tough.
He was studying for tests at Alabama.
Yep. Uh-huh.
It makes no sense, folks. Michelle, how would you describe where you were?
Well, as you know, it was the most painful thing that we've ever been through. And as a mom, just, you know, thinking I'm not through raising my son yet. And my son needs me, and I'm not there for him. And Robert was over at our house, and he said, Jake is not missing you. It's going to be just like tomorrow. And he's going to say, hey, Mom, how are you? It's going to be like no time has changed for him. And so for me, that was very comforting to know that he's not missing me. I'm missing him, but he's not missing me, and that he is happy. And for him, it's going to be like no time has passed when we are back together.
Robert, tell what you were feeling when you were realizing what was going on here.
Well, Dane and Michelle are members of the church, and Dane serves as an elder, but we're close friends. So we've been friends. We were together that weekend before their son passed away on Monday morning. I mean, we'd been together and celebrating and having a good time. And on Monday morning, Dane called me, and I answered the phone just, hey, you know, because I had no idea. And, you know, on the other end of the phone, it's a broken, hurting person. And he tells me Jake passed away. And it just, you just can't even imagine it. A 19-year-old son, freshman in college, good-looking, outgoing young man, and he's gone, just like that. And, of course, as Michelle said, I went over to their home. We talked. I did the memorial service. The only thing that does get you through something like that is understanding eternity. Mm-hmm. That there's this line that goes on and on and on, and we're just this little dot, and understanding that Jake is experiencing Jesus.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's experiencing eternity, and there is no time. When he sees Dana Michelle, he's going to say, hey, no time at all, and no pain, no sorrow, no tears in heaven.
Well, you know, our relationship started, we're talking about the family of God, because of your family and those who are a member of the family of God, which is Betty and me, of course, but your daughter.
Yes.
And knowing that she wanted Mom and Dad to be alive.
Yes.
And married to Jake, another Jake.
Yes.
And what a wonder, we love you, Jake and Jessica, so much. Can't put it in words, but we had just been seated with them at a table, and we were really impressed. Betty said, I don't think I've ever sat by a young lady that I felt more moved. I just wish I could know her. Well, Jake said his life was changed, but as their life was changed with our relationship, which is still just incredible, they began to share this. And I mean to tell you, you talk about picking up the burden and the compassion of the family for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just kind of, in a way, moved in with you, might say, so to speak.
Yes, you did.
So tell me what happened, because James coming to see anybody is not necessarily going to fix anything. What went on there? Because I was just trying to pour the love of God all over you, and then I began to watch a process. What happened, Dave?
You know, as we spoke, and you having walked through with your daughter, we both feel it. We both know. And you knew how I was feeling. You described exactly how I was feeling before I ever described it to you. And I felt like you could feel it.
I could.
And a few of those conversations, you basically gave me permission to get up and live. And the joy was gone. And as much as we prayed for it and asked for it and please have it restored, it was tough. There was a block, and there's not a block between us and the Lord. I mean, our relationship didn't change. There was just a heaviness that was on us, and I guess that's the grieving or mourning period that everyone goes through, and it's different. But there was a weight that was lifted off of my shoulders when you told me your experience and how you got through it and when you started to come out of it and how the Lord had blessed you. And it just resonated deep down into my heart. And I said, it's time to start living again.
Did you feel a love that was greater than a person could possibly be flowing through that person, like a yielded piece of clay or a channel that God was just pouring himself on you?
I can't even explain it.
Uh-huh.
There's not a feeling I've ever felt that was as good as just feeling the Holy Spirit just come into me and hug me and love on us and pick us up.
Mm-hmm. And you saw it happen in the beginning. I watched it move. I watched it with the two of you. I watched it. It was a little process of time because we continued. We did like we come in and out the door. We stayed in that. And what Robert and I are trying to show people is that the blessed life is a life of blessing, not trying to figure out how you can get blessed. Because, I mean, if you're sitting here listening to us right now, I want you to tell me how to get blessed. Well, hang on there. We got to lay that aside right quick. How about we talk about how you can bless? You see, you didn't have anybody coming in there right then trying to figure out how you could bless them.
That's right.
Because you had people doing that because you've been successful. They won't want that all the time. Somebody came in and do nothing but pour love on you, heartache, weep with you.
Yes.
And pray with you and try to lift you up into the arms of God. James's arms may be pretty big. Me and you are both pretty big guys.
Yeah.
But I can't do what only God can do, and you can't. But God can go over to see people living in you. That is the blessed life. It's being a blessing. Well, you knew that. We didn't come over there to get something. And we came, let's say, we would give all we could give, but that wasn't it. There was something flowing through us that can flow through everybody out there. And I'm just going to be honest with you, Dave Michelle. It's on you now. So it's going. You're going to be needing to flow a lot of unconditional love on people. Okay, and you're going to. What happened in you, Robert asked you to become an elder in the church.
Yes.
You said that was like, whoa.
Very humble.
And yet you're thrilled. You're humble is right.
Yes.
But here's the deal. Why would he say, you now are going to be an inspiration for other people to live the blessed life, that you experience the effect of it, changing your life and lifting a load you couldn't bear, so somebody is in it with you, and he's the only one who can make it lighter.
Yes.
Yes.
Somehow it's lighter. It's there, but it's lighter.
Yes.
And you got the comforter of all comforters, not only comforting you, but living in you to comfort others. I'm telling you, you're radiant. Something has happened. So are you all excited about saying, could I be a healing factor for somebody?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
You know, without the teachings, without living it out, I can just tell you, let's forget about the financial blessings that have been put on us. God has surrounded us with people, godly people. I've got dear friends, the people sitting on this stage, mm-hmm. that at one of our worst times would not let us be down. And it's overwhelming to try to describe what you were feeling unless you've experienced it. And we've lost loved ones, her mom, her dad, brothers, my sister, and all that hurt. It was very painful.
Everybody that's experienced pain would tell us before we ever experienced the pain that there is no greater pain than losing a child, even my daughter's husband. You see, you know, it's hurt me so bad, but it's your girl.
Yes.
We're not trying to say, hey, we've been through more. It doesn't matter. No. It's all big. Whatever's big to you is big to God. He's the load, not only lightener, but lifter. I just praise God. Are you not wanting this to spread like a healing wave of love?
Yes.
Through
the
church to the world. It's so hurt and so broken and so many ways confused. Robert, what do you want to say to all the viewers all over the world that love you, like you're our pastor? What do you want the whole viewing audience all over the world to hear as it relates to this incredible story?
Well, when we talk about the blessed life, so many times people put the emphasis on finances. And like Dane was saying, take all that away. They went through the worst possible tragedy that a mom and dad can go through, and you guys experienced it also. But before that happened, I watched them come into the church and God take the teaching of the blessed life and totally revolutionize their world, turned it completely upside down so that when they went through something like this, they had a rock, they had an anchor, they knew that God was going to see them through it, they had people that would walk through it with them. And that's the thing that I've seen with the blessed life. It's not the blessed checkbook. It's the blessed life that
right.
God wants to bless our life, even in a sin-filled, fallen world with all this tragedy and stress, even of this last year that we've gone through in the entire world. God wants to bless us so that we can be a blessing. The blessing we experience is that we get to be a blessing. You guys came in and were a blessing to them.
Yes.
When they were walking through something, they had no idea how they were going to get through it. That's the blessed life, because you bless them and they bless others.
We don't have to look and say, oh, okay, we're going to have to go through a tragedy to realize that we can have that blessed life. We can be blessed because God has blessed us all our lives,
yes.
You know. We don't have to look for that tragedy, that heartache that we had,
right.
that we did experience. But I can say that coming through that, I feel more blessed than ever.
Yes.
My relationship with God is it's indescribable compared to where I was. And He has come in and put His loving arms around me. And He has held me. And I didn't want to have to experience something like this to know the hurt that people feel when they have a loss. But for whatever reason, God said, you can handle it because you got me.
Yes.
And I think that's what people need to know. Whatever you're going through, God can handle it because you've got Him. And He will walk you through anything. And you'll come out the other side saying, I'm so blessed.
And now listen to what Jesus said. Lose your life to find it. If you try to hang on to it, you'll never really find it at all. It'll come up short. It's not what I want. He said, lose it in my purpose, kingdom life, and you'll find it. But he explains what that life is. I've come that you might have life. Name Michelle, Robert, and just what you preach in the blessed life and every time you preach. I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundant. He didn't say, and have more abundance in life. He's going to give you a life that you can live abundantly with or without abundances and abundance in life. Please understand that. The love of money is the root of all evil. The love of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, that's the way to find life fully. You experience it. What would you say to the viewers that you wish they'd hear right now?
The ultimate blessing as a parent is knowing exactly where our son is.
Mm-hmm.
And while the human side of us misses him on the holiday, we miss him every day. Forget the holiday. The holidays are just a brutal reminder at times. But the spiritual side of us is, hallelujah, our son is up there having a great time with Jesus, and we will be reunited with him one day, and we are excited about that. But the human side gets in the way of that every once in a while, and we have to remind ourselves, he was saved. He gave his life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God for
that. I can't help but with that great cloud of witnesses that there's a black-eyed girl up there, quite a bit older than Jake, and said, hey, our parents are down there.
Yes.
And they ain't got a clue yet, dear. It is so good. If they could just know, you talk about happy, would they be happy? Listen, and you know what? They know we're going to spend eternity with them. I mean, listen to me. I want you to. God so wants you to spend eternity with him where there's no disease, no death, no deception, no dissension. No destruction, no devil. Father, I want it for everybody. If they just call, you'll answer.
Amen.
They'll just ask, they'll receive. May they receive you, Jesus, as the way to the Father, eternity, but also the blessed life to be a blessing in Jesus' name. Thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Robert, thank you for the great preacher. I want all of you to get the blessed life. Let me just show you something right now. I want you just to open your eyes right now, and I want you to see through somebody else's eyes. And yes, you're going to see somebody with a heartache, but I want you to look at those eyes. And what does he want you to see? Because I promise you, just as we were able to be a miracle in this precious life, this couple, you're going to be a miracle right now and for all eternity in somebody's life right now, maybe many people's lives. Watch closely.
James, Betty, you've been around the world. You have seen some of these water sources that are just contaminated with all kinds of feces and garbage and dirt. You've seen where these people are trying to drink from to bring life to their family, when in reality, they're bringing death. Right here?
Yeah, this one.
Okay.
So this is a well, as you can see.
Wow, that's way down.
Yeah, it's very deep.
But there's no water. I don't see.
There is just a little water.
It's just a little bit.
It's just a little.
We've even heard stories this week of children who have died from drinking this water. Quintino, you have a big job. We have viewers back home.
Okay.
They love to help people.
Because
we know these are real people.
Yeah.
And they're drinking disease-infested water.
Yeah.
And I want to ask the viewers today to please take it to heart. God can use us together to stop the death.
James and Betty, we thank you for sending your team here in Zambia. We will pray hard that you can also spread it to the world where they need clean water. Thank you.
Wow. You know, he's thanking James and Betty. God. If we had a little part in awakening you to see what love can do, the love that never fails can do. Betty, the viewers, I mean, you and I try to give a water well every time the water well emphasis comes up. And it has been just a tremendous joy. And the wells are $4,800. And I just thank you, God, for the people who do that. For some, it's just, for us, it was really tough when we first started, you know, 20 years ago, doing the wells. And when we said, God, let us do it, it's been amazing. We've been able to do it. And there have been several times, Betty, when we were able to give just an extraordinary gift, it seemed. But it started with just obeying and seeing something and say, yes, we can be the answer to that prayer. That's you. And we're going to send you the blessed life for any gift that you make. Okay, any gift. We'll send you all of the whole series teaching and this DVD teaching where Robert and I are going to be sharing and just trying to help you understand that to lose your life in His kingdom purpose is to find it in all the fruitfulness and fullness, the potential that Christ brings in us, which there's nothing impossible for God. But let's move beyond ourselves and the joy that we have. Even while you were listening to Robert, you're listening to us talking, the greater was not the joy of what came back, but the joy of what it did just to be making a kingdom impact, the transforming, life-changing, world-impacting potential of what's in you as a member of Christ's body. Could you give a well? Could you give $1,200 and pray, God, get three to join, but we got another well? Or you say, you know what? I'll give a cup of water. Here's my gift, any gift, whatever God puts on your heart. We'll send you the blessed life with the prayer that you'll live the blessed life and all the material if you make a gift of over $50 because we want to bless you. And yes, I am challenging you because the real first step in living is giving. And one of the great teachings that Robert Morris has been so effective in, it's not giving to get. It's giving to give. I love what our son said when we talk about this, Randy. And it was, you know, it's not like you give your kids Christmas gifts like many of you done or grandkids thinking, I'm going to do this because, boy, they're going to give it back to me. It never goes into your mind. I want to bless them. I love them. Well, that's what you're saying. So would you go online right now or call and use your bank card like a check and you make the gift God put on your heart. If you can give a well, you know what a man said one time? He turned to his wife. He said, you know, James said, there might be some of you here in this room that give, you give 10 wells. He turns to us, we can give 10 wells. And they just turned in a check for $50,000. You don't know what people can do. Robert never understood what he could do and what God would do with it. Father, help every person watching right now. Go to the phone, go online, take that bank card, use it like a check. If they write a check, God, know they're giving life. Make it to life in Jesus' name. Amen. You be an answer to that prayer. You be somebody's miracle right now and start living the blessed life, which is a blessing life.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $48 will help provide water for 10 people. $72 will provide for 15. $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. And a gift of $4,800 will help sponsor a complete well. With your gift of any amount today, we'll send you Pastor Robert Morris's book, The Blessed Life. In this best-selling book, Pastor Robert shares God's principles for living a blessed life both financially and spiritually. And with your gift of $50 or more, you can request the Blessed Life Collection. This 8-message CD series includes and expands upon Robert Morris's blessed life teachings and helps you discover more about God's supernatural favor in your family, finances, and faith. Also included is a Kingdom Living bonus DVD.
We've been applying the principles of the blessed life for over 15 years. It's changed our life, and I know it'll change yours.
This is the last week to receive the Blessed Life Collection. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This hand-dug well is full of contaminated water. It's the only source of water for this village. The mothers and their children, they come out here every day with their buckets, and they gather water. And the mothers know there's a potential that this water will kill their children because there's all sorts of, you know, animal dung. But this is the water that is killing these children. And that is why they need a well, a drilled well that will go down deep and give fresh, clean water. This should not be normal for any child. And we want to give them a new normal in Jesus' name. Fresh, clean, safe water.
Let me just say thank you for the lives you just touched and saved. Mm-hmm. Would you please let us give you the blessed life to help you live the blessed life and the life that blesses? The testimony you just heard is the close of this DVD where Robert and I are teaching how the blessed life kicks into all kingdom impact that Jesus said we're to make. And here are 8 messages by Robert on the blessed life. You get this, you get it inside. The blesser, God, is going to carry you to bless others like you couldn't believe. By the way, blessing others is the greatest blessing you'll ever get. Thank you, Dane. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Robert, thank you so much. Thank all of you for watching Life Today. And more than anything, thanks for supporting Life Today. It's the only reason it goes on through this ministry. You're the one. All of you, thank you so much.
When planning your future, keep their future in mind. Contact Life Planning Services today. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.